morning, Talmidim. I want to start off saying how impressive past few weeks we had multiple bar mitzvahs. Seventh grade, we had last night in sixth grade bar mitzvah. It was so beautiful to watch the achdus at the bar mitzvah, the dancing at the bar mitzvah. The dancing shows a certain expression of achdus and care and unity. It was just beautiful to watch how Talmidim, you could see that it's a simcha shel mitzvah. These are boys that are working all day long, Allah Torah of Allah Voida, comes at night and there's a bar mitzvah, and the Olam HaPi Rav is tired at night. And they put in their koiches to show real simcha for their fellow friends. It is beautiful to watch. Shreinu Batei Falkeinu that were part of such a beautiful chabur of Talmidim that share that simcha, that share that reyus with their friends through dancing and through singing and through their herits. Wanted to compliment the Talmidim. This week's parsha, Manal said, one of the bar mitzvahs, that it's sad to read, to learn some of these parshas. Klal Yisrael went through difficult tkufas. And this week's parsha, we have the ma'aseh with the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to talk to the stone. They needed some water after the Be'er Shel Miriam disappeared. And Moshe Rabbeinu hit the stone. And Moshe Rabbeinu got punished severely because of it. So there's three questions that I want to put out there and come up with one answer, with one mahalach, to be able to understand these psukim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, number one, there's no water. Lehoyo ma'im la'edo ve'yukal Moshe v'la'aron. They come to Moshe Aaron complaining that there's no water. So a few psukim later, with Abba Shlomo Moshe Leinu, where Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, kaches amate, take your stick. And go speak to the cellar. Go speak to the rock. And a few psukim later, Moshe Rabbeinu took the stick, and he hit the stick instead of speaking to the stick. So that, what Pasuk says, Moshe Moshe, you could have been Mekadei Shem Shemayim here, and since you were not Mekadei Shem Shemayim, you're not going to enter Eretz Yisrael together with Yiddish Kindlech. So question number one. The Pasuk starts off saying, Kach etzamate, take your stick. So what purpose was there to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, take your stick if he's not going to hit the rock? What's the purpose of the stick? Moshe Rabbeinu was told, take your stick. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu think about hitting this rock? Let's go back to Parshas B'Shalach. In the end of Parshas B'Shalach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, the Klal Yisrael came to Rephidim. V'imayim lishtois, and there was no water to drink there. So they all came complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu, what are we going to drink? So Vayim Hashem HaMoshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, take, kach itcha, mzikne sol, umatcha shekisa b'sor, take this staff, take that stick that you hit, the oir, and v'kisa b'tzur, hit the rock, v'yotzim ha'nimayim. Yes, take the staff, take the stick and hit, and water will come out of the stone. So from then the Parshas B'Shalach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, take the stick and hit the rock, and water will come out. So here, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, take your stick, and speak to it. But Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the purpose of taking the stick then if I'm not going to hit? And the Parshas B'Shalach, he told me to hit. So why the yes hit and here not hit? That's question number one. Question number two, v'dibartem el asela, and speak to the rock. And what should the conversation be? What should Moshe Rabbeinu tell the rock? V'dibartem el asela, talk to the rock. And what? What should I tell you? Hi, rock. How are you feeling today? Please dispose some water. What's the conversation going to be? Now, Rashi doesn't tell us. V'dibartem, what's going to be the dibur? What are you telling the rock? And number three, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, so hitting a rock, that's not a Kiddush Hashem, that you hit a rock and water comes out. Speaking is a greater Kiddush Hashem than talking to the rock, than hitting the rock. I don't know, but us, there's a faucet today, we understand that you open up the faucet and water comes out. It's a whole system, how the water hitting a rock, or talking to the rock, seems to be the same Kiddush Hashem Shemayim. It's not the teva that water comes out of a rock. It's not the teva, if you hit the water comes out, it's not the teva that you talk to the water. So is it such a great sin that Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock instead of talking to the rock? They're both Kiddush Shem Shemayim. They both saw that it's a miracle that happened. The water came out. Three kashas. Number one, what was so wrong that Moshe Rabbeinu hit? Because Baruch told Moshe, the kach is matcha, take your stick. And then the parashah Mishalach, it said that hit. There it does say hit the stone. Number two, with the batim al sela, what should the conversation be? What are you telling the rock? And number three, it was a kiddush Hashem even by hitting the rock. Why after did you have to speak to the rock? That's one is a bigger kiddush than the other. So Moshe Sternbuch answers on the first question. He says as follows. Then the parashah Mishalach was before Kabbalah Satorah. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael the Torah, Yidden without a Torah, Taka talking to Iraq won't give out any water. At that time, Moshe Rabbeinu Taka had to take the staff, had to take the stick, and hit the stone, and only that's how water would come out. It's amazing also. But Klal Yisrael's peh, their mouth, wasn't purified yet through learning Torah. So once their mouth isn't at that level of Torah, their mouth doesn't talk Torah yet, then the mouth doesn't have the kayach to be able to get water out of the stone. So there, and the Pashah B'Shalach and Rafidim, yes, Moshe Rabbeinu, the only way water can come out of the stone is through Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the stone. Here, after Kabbalah Satorah, Klal Yisrael was Mekadesh their mouth with Torah. Once you Mekadesh your mouth with Torah, you don't need to hit the rock. You just talk to the rock and water will come out. Zikr Moshe Sternbuch. Why was the conversation of the Bartim El Asela? So the Medrash, Yalkut Gishuni says as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Shana Olav Perek Echas. All you have to do is learn a Perek. One Mishnah, one Pasuk, one, just learn one Perek of something in front of the rock, and the rock will give out water. That's the V'dibartim El Asela. Go over to the rock, open up a Chumash, and say a Pasuk of Chumash, and water will come out of the rock. What's the shot behind that? In the Midbar, Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of all the needs of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael didn't have to work. They didn't have to wash the clothes. They didn't have to buy new clothes. They didn't have to worry about food. There was money. All their needs were taken care of. Once they came into Eretz Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, the system is going to change now. Everything is going to continue the same, where your needs are going to be taken care of. But now you have to do Hishtadlus. Now you have to do some form of a work. You do have to do some work. And I will continue doing everything, but the in front of our eyes, it looks like it's our work that's doing things. It's our shtadlus that's doing things. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, now you're going to Eretz Yisrael, the system is changing, you're going to have to do some shtadlus, you're going to have to do some work. But you should know, it's not your shtadlus, it's not your work that's producing your needs. I will continue doing it. It's the Torah that you're learning that will be producing your needs, will be taking care of everything that you need. So, the Dibartim al Asela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to show Klal Yisrael a sign over here. Now that Klal Yisrael was Zeichet the Kabbalah Satorah, now that we're going into Eretz Yisrael, and it's going to be seemingly that their needs are only going to be taken care of through their Shtadlus, give over a message that that's not what's creating their needs to be taken care of. What does get our needs taken care of? Shama Allah Perik Echos. Learn a Pasuk. Learn a Mishnah. Learn something. That's ultimately what gets our needs taken care of. Everything else is a cover up. Our shtadlus, our work, what we're doing, we're trying to make money here, trying to make money. That's all a cover up. Shama Perik Echos. Learning one Pasuk, learning one Mishnah, that gives us substance. That gives us the mayim. That gives us whatever we need. And that was the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to give over to Klal Yisrael. Yes, hitting the rock, that's for before Kabbalah Satorah, before their mouths were purified. At that point, their mouth didn't have the kayach to produce the needs of Klal Yisrael, the water, the food, whatever Klal Yisrael needed. Then they needed to hit the rock. The lack of Kiddush Hashem was that the message here was supposed to be for Dibartim El Asela, go learn in front of the rock. And just by learning in front of the rock, everything will come your way. Whatever you need will be taken care of. You see the power of our Torah? The Koyach HaTorah? Our Torah that we're learning is winning wars. Whether it's in Iran, whether it's in Israel, whether it's in anywhere around the world. Sure, there are soldiers that are stationed. That's the shtadlus that Klal Yisrael, that's the shtadlus that the world has to do. But what's the underlying piece of it? Dibartim El Asela. Even to a rock, you talk a Mishnah Echos and it will produce water. So every Mishnah that you learn, every Pasuk that you learn, every few minutes that you are Isaac with Torah is producing substance in the world. It's producing food, it's winning wars. Whatever the world needs is coming through your Perek Echas that you're learning. The Koyach HaTorah, the Koyach of our mouth. Thursday at the water park, the Achdus that was displayed. There were yeshivas, different yeshivas from different cultural backgrounds. Everyone got together and everyone had such a nice time. There was not one negative comment that I heard from any of our Talmidim. No one. And I was thinking to myself, we have different people, different children, and children by nature, you know, sometimes could let loose. How do you see the koyach of Achdus? That's because everyone came from a day of learning. Everybody spent the first part of the day, Shonal Olo Perek Echos. You learned more than one Perek. You learned more than one Pasuk. You learned more than Mishnayos. You learned that the Koyach gives us the ability that even if we go afterwards to the water park, that creates that continuous Achdus together. It was pouring when we got to the water park. And I was thinking to myself, oi, how many Talmidim are let down now? How many Talmidim have Agmas Nefesh now? How many Talmidim are feeling, ugh, it's such a bummer? And right in front of my eyes, a whole group of Talmidim just came out and started dancing in the rain. Dancing. If that's the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it should rain now, now we're going to dance. We're going to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what you want, that's our Simcha. That only comes from the Koyach HaTorah that you spent the first part of the day. So the Perek Echos that you're learning, it's Mekadesh and Metah your mouth. It's Mekadesh and Metah the way we act. We are Bnei Torah. Bnei Torah act so differently. And that's the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give. And that could be the message what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to tell us here. V'dibartem el asila means the more you talk in learning, the more you'll even see from a rock, water can come out. Even from nothing where you think, well, what's the big deal? Yes, anytime you need something, anytime you have a bakasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perhaps learn something right beforehand, because that purifies us and that brings us to the next level. Much yatzlacha digaday, much yatzlacha nishmaya.